A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to Refuah Shlema, complete recovery, for Robert Mittman and Sharon Mittman, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, and Reuven Hoffman. We have two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. The first, I think you're going to enjoy seeing this. You're going to see our new idea for spreading our message to Israeli Jews. We're going to show you a couple of the videos that we've done. You'll see, I think it's a clever idea. We have commercials that we're putting on videos with existing subjects. We'll explain it to you in a moment. And the second subject is Donald Trump's base is becoming very disappointed in him. They're beginning to see that he's a liar and a fraud and that he has broken all of his promises. He's flip-flopping on every issue. But first, let's talk about what we're doing in Israel. Now, we've been telling you that we get thousands of views on our videos every single week and that we have an advertising campaign in Israel to reach Israeli Jews. Actually, lately, we've had some videos where we're getting tens of thousands of views. Tens of thousands of views. And in Israeli terms, that's pretty good. In a country of 6 million Jews, to get tens of thousands of people to come to your videos is pretty good. And this is aside from our campaign of doing standard videos where I speak into the camera and I do the type of video that you're seeing me do now in English. I do this in Hebrew as well. And we have hundreds of videos where I do this in Hebrew, and those videos do get thousands of views. But we have something else which has been getting tens of thousands of views. We have an idea that we got where we've created 30-second commercials, and we put the 30-second commercials, we put them in the beginning of a video, of an existing video, and then run the commercial. So people see the commercial and then they see an existing video. I'll give you an example. There was a recent video which got millions and millions of views in English about a man who rescued his dog from a kangaroo, a man in Australia. The kangaroo was choking his dog. And he rescued the dog and he punched the kangaroo. And this video got millions and millions of views. Now, of course, it's a silly video because people in this generation are silly people. But we want to reach the people of Israel, even if they are assimilated and silly and are not exposed to the true message. Even if that's happening, we still want to reach them. So we took this video because it was only shown in English, and again, it was a huge success in English. It went viral in English. And we did it in Hebrew with Hebrew titles. And it said in the video that man saves his dog from a kangaroo, and I don't remember the exact title, but we're going to show you the video. And what we did is we took some of that video, but in the beginning, we put our commercial on there. We put a roughly 30-second spot from publicizing our views in Hebrew on that video. So Israeli Jews who go to it, who want to see the kangaroo and a man rescuing his dog from the kangaroo, what do they see? First, they see our commercial, and I start off by saying in the commercial, this is a brief commercial message, and then I explain it's just a brief commercial message before you see your video. And then I explain our position, whether it's on expelling the Arab Nazi enemies of Israel or whether it's the fact that we have to break the anti-Semitic building freeze in Judea and Samaria. We do different commercials on different subjects. So they see this 30-second spot that I'm doing where we get our message across to everybody going to the video. And then after they see our message, it's like a commercial on television. After they see our message, they then see their video. They then see their video. So we're going to show you this one. This is the one with the kangaroo. And this is what Israelis have seen. And to date, the last time I checked, it's beginning to go viral in Israeli terms. It's going viral already. This is our video going viral in Hebrew. It already has over 30,000 views. This is a Hebrew video, all Hebrew titles, everything in Hebrew, even though the kangaroo part you'll see is in English, but the title and everything in the search engine, everything is all Hebrew, all the tags, tag words, everything is Hebrew, so this is only Israeli Jews are seeing this, only Hebrew-speaking people are seeing this. And again, over 30,000 views in Israel. That's pretty good for this one video that we've done. Take a look. פרסום קצר לפני שתראו את הסרטון שלכם. אני חיים בן פסח מתנועת כוח משימה יהודי. האם אתם בעד תוכנית מציאותית לעודד את הערבים לעזוב את ארץ ישראל תמורת פיצויים? עידוד הגירה ערבית המונית מארץ ישראל כדי להציל את המדינה היהודית. אם אתם בעד, אנא הצטרפו לתנועתנו.
We're all looking forward to seeing Max on a ball. When, to our horror, it turns out to be something else altogether.
Oh no! Here!
Hey! Go, just there!
Whoa, go!
But all is not as it seems. The big buck actually has hold of the dog, not the other way around. As Greg runs in, we realise this could get dangerous.
Let it go, Tonks, let's go. Yeah, the dog's coming.
Well, we're not sure what's going on here, but the roo has the dog, not the other way around. Max calmly waits for his owner to come and help. The buckaroo sees the odds stacking against him and tries to gut the dog with his claws one last time. His powerful arms anchor the dog by the breastplate as Max doubles his efforts to escape. Finally, the roo switches his attention to Tonks and sizes up the human to be his next victim. Tonks gives the kangaroo his space, but the cranky buck comes forward, ready to attack. To save himself, he launches a right hand to the kangaroo's snout. The punch swivels the roo's head as he throws his claws out to grapple and gouge. Then they eye each other off. Tonks makes the right decision again and backs off, leaving the buck stunned as to what has just taken place. He continues to stand his ground, like he has done many times before when fighting for breeding rights against other big boomers like himself. He eyes off Tonks again, possibly contemplating some revenge for the clip on the snoz. Luckily for everyone involved, though, he decides enough is enough and goes about his day.
All right, that's video number one. I want to show you one more. There's another video we did about a black Muslim who is sadistically beating a sheep. He sadistically beats the sheep, and the sheep is crying out as he's beating him. And the other Muslims in the background are all laughing. You'll see this video, so it gets our point across about Islamic cruelty and barbarism. And at the same time, in the beginning of the video again, all of these videos, every time we show one of these videos, we show our 30-second commercial spot in the beginning of the video. So here's our 30-second commercial spot, and then the video with the black Muslim beating the sheep. This is also getting thousands of views, and it's beginning to go viral, this one. Watch this.
פרסום קצר לפני שתראו את הסרטון שלכם. אני חיים בן פסח מתנועת כוח משימה יהודי. האם אתם בעד גירוש כל המסתננים שבארץ ישראל? יש מאות אלפי מסתננים בלתי חוקיים בארץ ישראל, ולא מיישמים את החוקים. אם אתם בעד גירוש המסתננים, אנא הצטרפו לתנועתנו. הלינק הוא הקישור להצטרף למטה.
Over.
Oh, Father. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mama. Mama. I'm gonna tell you what it is. That I'm sexy, no. I'm sexy, no. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Last time I checked, this second one that we showed you has 3,500 views, but it's beginning to pick up steam and go viral, and I think it may also get tens of thousands like the first one is getting. The first one, as I mentioned, has over 30,000 views. Now, we've been doing this with videos, with a number of videos. This is aside from our regular standard videos, which are not our standard videos, are not just the 30-second commercial. Our standard videos, we have a whole video that we put together that's 5, 10, 15 minutes where we speak to people, and that also, we're getting tens of thousands of people are going to that because we're advertising. We have an advertising campaign in order to promote those videos. So we have that going. We have the advertising campaign, the paid advertising campaign going, and we're getting tens of thousands of views on those videos. And we have this campaign, in addition to that, with the 30-second commercial idea in the beginning of these videos that are getting that. Cumulatively are getting tens of thousands of views. Again, the first video we showed you alone has over 30,000 views and seems to be going viral now. So this is the reason why we're beginning to get pretty substantial exposure in Israel. Again, it's not the millions of people that we want. We want millions of people to see our message. That's not happening because we don't have enough resources for that yet. But the number of people seeing our message is definitely growing. And when you get tens of thousands of people coming to your videos on a regular basis now, that's a pretty substantial number, and again, in a country of just 6 million Jews, a country the size of Israel. So I just wanted to share that with you. I thought you would enjoy seeing that. We certainly enjoy seeing the numbers and the views, because this is growing. If you have any ideas, by the way, if any of you have any ideas about a video that's in English, a video like the kangaroo video or like the Muslim beating the sheep video, we may not be able to use it, we may be able to use it, I don't know. If you, our viewers, happen to see a video that you think might be good for Israeli Jews to see, it could be a silly video, like the kangaroo video. Or it could be a video which shows Muslim brutality toward the sheep. But if you have a video that you think Israeli Jews might be interested in seeing, a video that's in English right now, but that we could have a Hebrew title with Hebrew tags on it and put our Hebrew commercial in the beginning, then people will see our Hebrew commercial plus they'll see the video. If you have any ideas for this, if you can find any of these videos for us, please let us know. Because we are looking for these videos. Now, we would have far more views if we were willing to use videos that are immoral and that have evil subjects or that could have an evil influence, but we're not going to do that. In other words, there are music videos that we could do this with in English that Israeli Jewish youth may want to see. And this possibly could get us many more views, but we won't do it. If there's something immoral there, if there's something that we don't want Israeli Jews to see, we're not going to use the video. We have very strict moral standards about what we're going to show. If it's something that can corrupt the morals of our viewers, we won't show it, even if it would get us a lot of views. So we have some limitations here, and that's why we ask you for your ideas if you happen to see any videos. Again, if there's immodest dressing, if there's, in other words, women that are half naked in the video, or there's music that's immoral or evil or some evil theme in the video, that video we won't use. And most of the videos that are big, that are viral on YouTube are videos that are immoral. So we just can't use them. But if you can find something that doesn't have any moral problems or moral issues involved and that There wouldn't be a moral problem with people seeing it. If you can find videos like that, please contact us and let us know. Maybe we'll use the video. Maybe we'll put a commercial in the beginning, and we'll run the video in Hebrew, and we'll see if we can get it to get us more exposure among Israeli Jews. I thought you'd enjoy seeing that. Once again, this is something that is beginning to spread the word in Israel for us, and I'm seeing it. I'm beginning to see that people are becoming more and more familiar with us in Israel. Baruch Hashem, thank God. So it's something that I thought I'd want to share with our great supporters in the United States. Our second subject involves Donald Trump, who is violating every major campaign promise that he has made. He's flip-flopping on every single issue. He's changing his views that he expressed as a candidate on every major issue. And you still have people who are crazy enough to support him and be happy with his presidency, even though he's doing the opposite of what he said he would do as a candidate. For instance, one of his big campaign promises was that he was going to immediately label China a currency manipulator, which means he would have to take action against China for manipulating their currency, which would have been an appropriate thing to do because China does manipulate their currency in order to rig trading with the United States and steal American jobs. And Donald Trump promised he was going to take action on this issue. Now he's announced China is no longer a currency manipulator. He's not going to take any action against China. He's completely reversed one of the most fundamental promises that he made at every campaign speech. He promised that he was going to label China a currency manipulator. He said that China was raping the United States, raping the U.S. economy. That's what he said at the time as a candidate, and promised to take action, said that finally you're going to have a president who takes action on this issue. And now he's has a policy that's more pro-China even than Obama and Bush were. I mean, it's the exact opposite of everything he promised to do when he was a candidate. Same exact thing with the Export-Import Bank. He promised to stop funding the Export-Import Bank, where we give billions and billions of dollars in loans that are never repaid to Muslim terrorist countries, to enemies of the United States, to countries that despise America. Huge amounts of money the American taxpayers give to all the enemies of America. And he promised he was going to put the Export-Import Bank out of business. He did this after Ted Cruz raised the issue. Ted Cruz is the one who started raising the issue and who promised to eliminate the Export-Import Bank. And Trump promised that he was going to do this as a candidate. Now he's announced that he's not going to eliminate the Export-Import Bank. He's very happy with the Export-Import Bank. And you could run through all the issues. Perhaps the biggest campaign betrayal that we've seen from Donald Trump is on the issue of amnesty for illegal aliens. Donald Trump promised, as a candidate, that he was going to reverse Barack Hussein Obama's illegal executive orders granting amnesty to millions of illegal aliens in the United States. Obama promised to give amnesty to millions of illegal aliens in the United States. Obama's orders would affect, in the end, 5 or 6 million illegal aliens, and that eventually would extend to families, and, you know, once you start doing that, there's no end to it. Trump promised that he was going to immediately rescind those orders on day one of his presidency. It's now 3 months that he's been president. He's not rescinding the orders, and it's pretty clear that he has no intention of doing so, and that's why the anti-immigration advocates, anti-immigration, the people that want to protect America's borders, like Congressman Steve King of Iowa, who supported Donald Trump when he ran for president, they supported him. They're very disappointed in what he's doing. He has betrayed the cause of fighting against amnesty. He is granting amnesty. And you know, he's worse than Obama on this issue. Why? Obama was an evil traitor to the United States, a despicable Muslim, Jew-hating, anti-American president, no question about it. But when Obama issued these executive orders on amnesty, the courts were saying that they were illegal. The courts were not allowing Obama to do it because he was being challenged. He was being challenged by Republicans and conservatives and all types of foundations and organizations on the right. And judges were ruling that he could not do this, that he couldn't take this action. So his executive orders on amnesty were failing. He was failing to achieve what he wanted to achieve. Trump, on the other hand, is the one who can successfully do this, because the same conservative groups will not challenge Trump when he follows these policies. They're not going to go to court against Trump. And so this is an example of how, on many of these issues, Trump winds up being worse than the left-wing Democrats. Because what happens is, you neutralize the conservative opposition. You neutralize all opposition. And so amnesty, which Obama wanted to put into effect, but was not succeeding in doing because courts were ruling against him and there were court cases against him, Trump is succeeding in allowing these amnesty rulings to remain because people are not going to go to court against Trump and judges are not going to rule against Trump the way they will against Obama. So you may wind up getting a bigger and more extensive amnesty under Trump involving millions of illegal aliens than you got under Obama or Bush or any other president. Is it ironic? He's the Manchurian candidate. He's the candidate who runs with the rhetoric and then in the end does the exact opposite of everything he promised. And still, some people continue to support him no matter what, because remember, this is the guy who said that he could shoot somebody, he can start murdering people on Fifth Avenue, and his supporters would still, he wouldn't lose any support, his supporters would still be supporting him. Now, in this case, his betrayals are so blatant that some of his supporters, like Ann Coulter, for instance, are beginning to turn on him. Ann Coulter, Matt Drudge, and the Drudge Report are beginning to criticize him. I'm seeing criticism of him even on Breitbart, because Steve Bannon, he's turning on Steve Bannon. So his supporters are beginning to turn on him. His supporters are beginning to go against him now. But how long that will last? Will they continue to be against him? Who knows? Who knows? These are irrational people who could have saved America if Ted Cruz had been president. Ted Cruz would have kept his word. Ted Cruz would have kept his promises. Ted Cruz is a true ideologue. Ted Cruz has real set beliefs, and he would have been a president who would have kept his word to the American people. He promised on day one, Ted Cruz promised on day one he was going to do a whole series of things, and he really would have done it. But the ironic thing is, the same Trumpsters who are seeing their president do all these terrible things on amnesty, his pro-China policy, which is the opposite of what he said he was going to do when it came to trade and our huge trade deficit with China. He's doing nothing about that. All the issues where he promised he was going to take action. If any other president had been doing what he is doing, if any other president had been doing the things that he's now doing, the same Trumpsters would be screaming and yelling and cursing at that president. But because Donald Trump does it, same actions with the same consequences. Because Donald Trump is doing it, they watch it in silence. And some of them will even wind up supporting it just because he's doing it. The same policies, the same consequences, which of course is completely irrational and completely insane. But the whole nature of the Trump candidacy and the Trump presidency, the whole thing is crazy. This whole situation is so crazy, it's a world gone mad. That someone like this became president. That someone like this hijacked the conservative cause and hijacked the Republican Party. My favorite thing is when I saw last week on Breitbart that they covered the fact that Ted Cruz made a speech saying we must keep our promises to the American people. We promised we were going to eliminate amnesty. We promised we were going to build a wall. We promised we were going to take action, and he listed a whole series of, we promised we were going to fully repeal Obamacare. All the things that Trump promised. And Cruz said, we ran on this, we have to keep our word to the American people. So they did an article on Breitbart, and Breitbart is where all the Trump fanatics, all the Trumpsters have been all this time, all the idiots that supported Trump, that supported the orange Mussolini Trump. And they were calling Cruz lying, Ted, and attacking Ted Cruz. I mean, Ted Cruz, they call someone a liar? Trump supporters are calling someone a liar? Trump never tells the truth. Never tells the truth. Lies 50 times a minute. But anyway, so I looked for the comments of the articles. I wanted to see, are Trump people finally waking up? Are they finally seeing what's going on here and understanding that Trump is breaking all of his promises? So you know what they said in the comments section of, talking about Ted Cruz? They say, again started calling him Lying Ted. And they said, they said he would have been terrible as president because his wife once worked for Goldman Sachs. And anyone who has anything to do with Goldman Sachs should never be allowed to be president. This is what they were writing in the comments section. I couldn't believe it. They're writing this, and then they're writing they support Trump. Trump's Secretary of the Treasury comes from Goldman Sachs. The head of his Council of Economic Advisors, who's running the country's economy now, Gary Cohn, comes from Goldman Sachs. All of his leading economic people are Goldman Sachs people. And Trump now said, after saying that he was going to, that Janet Yellen is doing a terrible job at the Federal Reserve and he was going to throw her out of the Federal Reserve, now says he's going to reappoint her. He thinks she's doing a good job. He may reappoint her, he said. I mean, he likes Janet Yellen, Obama's appointee at the Federal Reserve, and is going to reappoint Obama's appointee at the Federal Reserve? At the IRS, where they targeted conservative groups and targeted pro-Israel organizations, use the IRS to target groups because of their beliefs. Imagine using the tax system and the laws to target people because of their political beliefs. This tremendous scandal, Trump has refused to fire any of the people who were involved in this scandal. During the campaign, all the Republican candidates were saying, why doesn't Obama fire these people? Why? How come they're still on the job? Trump is president now for 3 months. He's not firing any of them. He's keeping them in their positions. You have to be a fool not to see that this guy is a complete phony. A liar and a phony from day one, always has been, always will be. Has never kept his word to anybody. All of his business dealings were dirty. Everything he's ever done with anybody, he's always betrayed them and double-crossed them. That is Donald Trump. Now some of his supporters finally are waking up and saying, hey, what is this? How come he's changing his positions on everything? He was changing his positions as a candidate 5 times a day. You know, we put out videos warning you that this was going to happen. You know how many videos we did showing you how he changed his positions within the same day? He would take the diametrically opposed, exact opposite positions on issue after issue. So the fact that he's doing this as president now surprises you? When will people wake up? And when will people realize we were right? JTF was right from the start. JTF was the one group that was telling you from the right, not criticizing Trump from the left. People criticize him from the left are scum. I'm talking about from the right. We were the one group that told you the truth, the one group that was leveling with you about Donald Trump from the get-go. And will people see it in the end? Will people recognize it and wake up before it's too late? I don't know. It may already be too late. It may be too late. It may be that we can never now get a good president elected because Donald Trump is cementing these policies. He's putting these policies into place, and they really are becoming irreversible at this point when you have a Republican president pushing in these policies and putting them into place. How are we going to turn this around? Republicans will have no credibility in the future now when they run for president. How are we ever going to get an anti-establishment, true conservative like Ted Cruz into the White House now so that we could finally turn things around? How are we going to ever be able to do this? It may be too late already. It may be too late already. But that's the punishment that people voted for Trump are bringing upon themselves and upon the whole country. Anyway, You want us to reach more people in Israel with the truth, more Jews in Israel with the truth. Help us. Help us. Help us financially so that we can, our paid advertising campaign can continue to grow and we can reach many, many more people. Help us so that we can turn the tide and wake people up before it's too late. Help us by promoting our videos. Help us by promoting the organization. Help us, of course, financially. We need your financial support. JTF is the organization that stands for the truth. Sometimes some of the things we've said have been very unpopular. One thing about us, you got to admit one thing about JTF, whatever you want to say about this organization, one thing you got to admit. We're not an organization that takes the popular positions just to get support or funding or whatever. We don't, obviously, we're willing to take a big hit for our beliefs. One of the things that the Trumpsters said to us when we started exposing Donald Trump, they said, you know, you're going to lose all your supporters, you're going to lose a lot of people, people are going to quit the forum and quit and not going to be involved, you're going to, people who are giving you money are not going to give you money anymore. And that happened. And that happened. Now, if we had supported Donald Trump, can you imagine how much support we would have had? I mean, all the enthusiasm for Trump among millions of people who stupidly were following him. Can you imagine all the support JTF could have generated for itself if JTF had been on the Trump bandwagon? You don't think I knew this? You don't think everyone in our movement understood this? But out of principle, we refused to do it. We took a very unpopular position and we paid a terrible price. Many people left us. We paid a terrible price here in the United States. But we're going to stand for the truth. We're going to stand for the truth even when it's unpopular. Somebody has to. I don't see anybody else willing to do that. Somebody has to. Somebody has to be an organization and a movement with principles. An organization and a movement that works to wake people up before it's too late. If that's what you want to see, and if you want to see a movement like that succeed, then you're in the right place. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.